Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When we know we only have a short time to live, we put our affairs in order. We update our will, provide for those who we leave behind, give people gifts to remember us by, and we make final requests. Well, by Passover, 2,000 years ago, Jesus knew that he only had a short time left to live. So he used his Last Supper with his friends to put his affairs in order. He told them his will for them. He said he would provide for them by means of the Holy Spirit, whom he will send, and through his gift of the Eucharist, which he's giving them now. And then he made final requests of them. Jesus had described in John chapter 6 how we gain eternal life by eating his body and drinking his blood. But until the Last Supper, his disciples did not know how this could be. Now he shows them how. He takes the bread and wine of the Old Covenant and declares them to be his body and blood of the New Covenant, thereby instituting the Eucharist, which he then empowers them to consecrate and give to others in his memory, thereby instituting the priesthood. In return, Jesus makes a very demanding request of all who receive this Eucharist, that we sacrifice ourselves for others just as he has sacrificed himself for us. At the Last Supper, we learn that eternal life and sacrifice go together. Communion with Jesus' body and blood gives us eternal life. As the second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus is God. And since in biblical thought, blood contains the life force of any living being, by taking his divine blood into ourselves, we become immortal too. Even though our bodies die, just like that of Jesus, so long as we remain united to him who is God, we cannot die. Moreover, everyone who through this same body and blood of Jesus, has the same immortal life force now flowing in their veins, becomes sacramentally blood brother and sister to us. Indeed, through our shared communion with Jesus, we gain a far deeper blood relationship with fellow believers than with non-believers with whom we unfortunately share nothing but ancestors. And if eternal life is what Jesus gives us through the Eucharist, his life force now operating in us, sacrifice is what he demands of us in response. Indeed, self-sacrificing love confirms that Jesus' immortal life force has been activated in us. Sacrifice in imitation of Jesus. It is because the Eucharist is a sacrifice. Indeed, our revised translation of the Roman Missal has restored the technical term, an oblation. It is because the Eucharist is a sacrifice that the presider at Mass must be a priest, and not some other sort of minister, because a priest is one who offers sacrifice. That's also why the Eucharist is offered on an altar, a place of sacrifice, not just a communion table. During consecration, bread and wine is changed into the body and blood of Jesus so that we can then present it to God as an oblation. But you know, Jesus is not the only one whom we offer to God from this altar. During the Last Supper, Jesus got down on his hands and knees and washed the feet of his disciples in order to teach them, to teach us, that salvation is a two-way street. Whenever we eat Jesus' body, the body he sacrificed for us, and drink his blood, the blood of his life poured out for us, we obligate ourselves solemnly before God to reciprocate his gift by offering up our own lives as an oblation too, our own lives lived in service of others. As Jesus says, "If I have washed your feet, then you must wash each other's feet. As I have done, so you must do." Now, our sacrifice does not win eternal life for us, because eternal life is a gift from God that we cannot earn or merit. There's nothing we could ever do to put God in our debt. But like any gift, it must be received for us to enjoy its benefits. And the presence of self-sacrificing love confirms that Jesus' immortal life force has indeed been received and activated in us. Eternal life and sacrifice go together. In the grand scheme of things, you and I have only a relatively short amount of time left to live. Are your affairs in order? The Eucharist both demands and enables us to model our lives on Jesus, who today gives us communion with the same immortal body and blood that tomorrow he will sacrifice on the altar of the cross for our salvation.